The quiet ones are the ones to watch. Always the ones that you see on the box who did a madness was the ones nobody really knew out on the block. That Frederick kept to himself, didn't say boo to a goose box in the shop. Same top bear packs of super noodles, pack a Mayfair and an alcohol pop. Like nobody noticed. A lad if you spoke to him and didn't make no noise in his flat, so nobody noticed. The time bomb ticking to the judgment day when he paid them all back. But you all know his name now, but his boss wishing never gave him the P45. And if the other body on the floor could turn back the clock, he would've never had an affair with his wife. Those guys who say they wouldn't hurt a fly are the ones away from the watchful eye. You can't stop what you can't see, so you can't try. Now they decide whether you live or you die. Last one you expected, the one with the finger on the trigger, smoking cigarettes, dying to press it. Manic depressive, paying back these oppressive bullies in the playground. Never should've messed with this kid. Now he's gonna show you aggressive beyond obsessive behavior. Time he's invested, now the revenge is served. Can't swerve his hate. Your quiet neighbor could be on the other side of your TV.
Next door.
Self-harming with a razor. Now he wants you to feel that pain till he gets closer. You're in certain danger. Jealous of what you and your husband have. He ain't got nobody kicked out by his dad. Mom left with the next man when he was a UX girl. Now with his ex-best friend.
Slag.
All over the photos in a red marker. He hates any girl. His heart beats faster, but when he walks past her, he smiles. Sick thoughts in his mind are clouded with laughter.
She thinks he's harmless, bored housewife. Sick and tired of her husband because he gets blasted in the pub more time. Come home, beats her like a sick bastard. So the next door neighbor, he charms her. Asks her a question, he gives her the answer she wants to hear. Next thing you know, they're having an affair about a month after.
The boss calls my man into the office, tells him things are moving too slow. Everybody else is hitting their targets. Last in, first out, you gotta go.
The brother explodes, so vexed with his life and the fact that his wife won't sex him at night. Because the next door neighbor's tapping that ting in his pocket. Man draws for the suicide knife he was gonna take his own life with. Looks in the eyes of the boss and the fuck that he did gives gone. Then he places the chip in the heart of the boss like,
look what you did.
Drives back home, key to the door like,
oi, get down here, we gotta go now, quick.
Nobody comes down, so he runs to the bedroom. The vision he sees, it makes him sick. That prick next door with his dick in his wife. Now he's gotta die bare chucks, his life's taken. Not knowing that the psycho inside of his wife was plotting to take her life. In the melee, he grabs his wife. She grabs the knife and plunges the blade deep in the chest of her husband.
Eyes of assassin.
Payback season, they call it a crime of passion. The two wrongs, they don't make a right. But in her mind, he was an abusive partner who killed her savior. In reality, he saved her from a psychotic neighbor. All over TV, neighbors alike, they were all so nice and ever so polite. Ever so respected, didn't expect them to be the headlines on the news at 10. But the quiet ones are the ones to watch. Always the ones that you see on the box who did a madness was the ones nobody really knew out on the block. That woman she kept to herself, didn't say boo to a goose box in a shop. In the same top bear magazines, back at B&H, any cheap vodka they got in stock. Yeah, she was the one nobody suspected. Pushed to the limits, hit back for the timid. The jail cell locked as she stares into darkness, knowing her life is finished. But nobody noticed the mouse in the corner. So much anger ready to attack, so nobody noticed the time bomb ticking to the judgment day when she paid him back.